Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And it's a new season, so we're bringing back our That's a Wrap segment where we kind of wrap up where the Patriots left off and look to what's ahead. And Brian, what's in the past is two wins against AFC East foes, and what's ahead, they're looking to go 3-0 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, you don't get the sense that they feel like they're 2-0. They're very happy to be 2-0. But I think they know they can play a lot better. I think they're not going to say this, but we can. They may have lucked out with where the schedule was. They didn't play some of their, what we all think are the tougher opponents. So I think 2-0 is pretty good, but they know they have a lot of work to do.
Well, let's get to a couple of storylines definitely that will be huge this week. The Patriots offense has definitely taken a lot of hits. How in the world are they going to overcome missing out with guys like Danny Amendola, Rob Gronkowski, Shane Vereen? I think they're going to have to rely a lot on the ground game, and the defense is going to have to play just the same way they did against the Jets if they want to have success this weekend.
I couldn't agree with you more on the defense. I mean, when we talk about these injuries, you know, at practice on Monday, Gronk was out there, Amendola was out there as well. We know we're not going to see Shane Vereen for a while.
Right.
So it remains to be seen who's available. I think there's a legitimate chance that Gronkowski could come back against Tampa Bay, which I think would be a huge help to this offense, especially in the red zone.
Right.
They've had struggles in the red zone. Even if Gronk doesn't play his typical 90% of the snaps, if he plays 50%, that could be a huge help. Amendola didn't look good at practice. He may be out there. We should also add in Matthew Slater.
Right.
Don't know quite much yet, but the reports are he could be out a month or so. Special teams captain, depth at wide receiver. I think this team does have to rely on its defense right now. They're second in the NFL in takeaways, which is important right now. The defense has been stepping up. In Tampa Bay and Josh Freeman, they face another shaky quarterback that I think they can take advantage of. Doug Martin's a very good running back. We'll get into all that as the week goes on, but I think the defense has stepped up, has to continue stepping up, and then when they get to some of these more powerful offenses like Atlanta and New Orleans in coming weeks, we'll have to see where the offense is and if the offense can keep pace.
I think the running backs too, especially because the passing game is going to need some help this week. Well, as you alluded to earlier, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 0-2, but in the NFL, you don't underestimate anybody, and that's exactly the tone and the theme here this week. They are getting ready to face the Bucs as if they are 2-0, and that's kind of the theme that we've had so far just on a Monday.
Right, Tommy Kelly in particular on Monday had this to say about where the Bucs stand.
In the other circumstance, they could easily be 2-0. So, I mean, you can't take this team lightly at all. And, you know, they come in here with their backs against the wall. You know they're going to give you your best shot, so you got to be ready.
So, as you can see, that's the theme throughout the locker room on Monday, and that's – you know, definitely a good point to be made by Tommy Kelly.
It's exactly what Bill Belichick wants to say to a team. Hey, don't underestimate this 0-2 team. They've lost two games very narrowly, including to New Orleans just on Sunday. So I don't think they're going to take Tampa Bay lightly. They saw them in practice. I think they, you know, they're probably well prepared to face this team. But, you know, the Buccaneers are having some issues, it seems, including internally, coach, quarterback, this and that. But on the field, I think they're a pretty competitive team. I think they'll come here and be competitive, and they might be thinking they're catching the Patriots at a good time as well.
Right, and they have good reason to think that.
Yeah.
So we will have plenty more coverage throughout the week, but that will do it for Brian and myself for this edition of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.